I'm Ding. I'm the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding the bell. Ding ding the bell. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track if we do go out of topic.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're too far. Our Ding is trying to take a bell of a picture.
What?
The bell is trying to oh, you're taking a video.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so yes, you it. Can maybe, like, you know, whatever, go look whatever. At the video.
But, you know, how can I get sound? Probably it's going to be very deadly silence because no sound coming outside now, right? Because I'm not hooking anything.
You can still hear us. I mean, our sound comes out from our mouth.
Oh, I thought it's going to be deadly silent. Look how I look.
Do you think you have a plug that plug into your mouth?
Yes.
And then it doesn't come out?
Yes. Welcome back, Ding the Bell. I'm the Bell.
We're I'm Ding with 280. Oh, I've already been through that. Merry Christmas last week, and this week we're gonna say Happy New Year
Happy
to you.
Happy New Year. What?
Happy 2012. Oh my gosh, can you imagine it's 2012 already?
This year flew by.
Isn't it?
It was just flying like a geese.
Which means your husband's coming home soon.
Oh my gosh. Yes, here we go. I'm waiting the moment.
That's good.
Yes.
And so it's been a crazy 2011, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You've sort of been through quite a bit, like, you know, little things, but, you know,
health.
TV broke and health and car broke.
I know,
and all
toothache
that shit.
And in the
toothache, yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, in the beginning of this year, everything went smoothly. Like, you know, okay, well, I can handle it. I got a good dog and everything ready to go.
I think your dog help you go through this tough period.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. I mean, my you know, my dress is so cute. Mm-hmm. German Shepherd dress is so cute. But anyway, are you looking distracting?
Are you still recording?
Yes, I am. Anyway, and yeah. So, I mean, if I didn't have her, I couldn't go through this one.
I think
she was too. She was like, you know,
keeping you
busy and then, like, yeah, you know, focused.
And also, yeah, keeping you focused. I think, yeah. I was just telling Bruce earlier too, when we went to lunch earlier, I said, I think that the dog Jesse is helping you stay strong. Like, you can't, you know, you what you can't like collapse or not collapse.
Oh no,
but,
yeah.
Like, what do you say? Like, let can, go.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to stay strong.
Yeah, so because like, she's my baby,
you, right?
And then
so
like,
you have to
know,
take care of her no matter
and
what.
And it's so funny. Like, I was telling my husband in this morning that, do you know how many pills she takes in this every morning, and four different kinds. Like, she had to have two fish oil, she had to have one Benadryl, and she had to get Benadryl, the allergy, and his
Benadryl.
She's allergy. She's allergic.
Allergic to what?
And then, well, skin allergy.
From what?
Food and everything.
Oh,
she's
got
allergies for skin.
Otherwise, she'll scratch.
Scratch and it's like break off, whatever. Yeah. And then she's on the Petsid. Like, it's her acid, stomach acid problem, whatever. And also, she's on the probiotic because her digestive system is a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a four different kind of thing every freaking morning,
poor
right?
Thing.
Kind of like me. I'm putting myself, you know. So that's why I really had to stay focused and, like, you know, stay actually healthy, like,
yeah,
mentally, physically, because I already have. I sound really good today. You know what I mean? Like a professional sounds and like.
I know, that's why I want to record in the studio.
Oh,
I don't
my gosh,
go
I sound
outside.
Like a very fluent English speaker today. I mean, I don't really have much accent today.
You're still recording.
Yeah, I am, because I'm very, very impressed about my non-accent so much.
Wow.
But anyway.
Because you know why?
But I can
hear. Because
it's 2012. Oh, yeah, because 2012.
2012, you click into a different cycle.
But anyway, let me tell you about a little my health stuff. I'm healthy, but just I just had a thyroid, because if when I bring a thyroid problem, and I heard a lot of female and male, a lot of people do have a little thyroid issue.
Typically, there's only male and female. Yeah, typically.
Well, Ding is half and half.
I'm not half and half. I'm a full male.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I had to go to the radiologist. You know how I'm going to the direction?
I don't want to talk about that yet. That's
Why?
A separate show.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Oh. So thank you, everybody, for your wish, like, you know, warm rashes.
What? Warm rashes?
The warm wishes
oh.
of my health and toothache and everything.
Did people
I'm just saying.
Wish you well?
No, I'm just saying. I'm
I
sure
did.
People. Yeah, I thank you.
Yeah, you're
so
welcome.
So yeah, everything is good. I'm going to stop my video so that we can
You don't
focus
have to
on
tell
it.
People. You can just hit stop. Don't drop your phone.
How can I stop this? Like, now my finger will reach. Like, there.
Oh my gosh, she's trying to slide her thumb on her
iPhone. I look so fat. I had to go around and I had to make sure that I
looked. Wait, okay, so this is what I want to ask you though. When I visited Japan for the first time ever, mm-hmm. I went there on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And I went to Disneyland and saw. So I was very close to you.
Oh, it was for fun.
It was 1992. Yeah, what? 1992. I went there.
You didn't go with me.
No, I didn't know you then.
Oh,
1992.
You came to
18.
Japan.
Yes,
oh
I went to
gosh.
Japan.
Oh my gosh!
I can show. Do you want to see pictures?
Yeah.
You were a tiny bit, 10 minutes away from you. And we didn't know each other then.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Mm-hmm. So I went
smaller.
To Japan.
Okay.
And I saw a bunch of, and then it was New Year, right?
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know whether they still do this. Does the palace still open house to people? Like they open their palace to people, go in and wave.
Every year.
So we were going to go to the Tokyo Tower.
Uh-huh, I'm going to stop this.
Yeah. We're going to go to Tokyo Tower.
Uh-huh.
And me, my cousin, the ballerina, you know, the
uh-huh,
dancer,
yeah.
She and her sister were studying
KU, right?
In Japan. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, no, not KU anymore.
But used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
She and her sister and I were, she was studying there, and we went together to Tokyo, well, went to Tokyo and wanting to go to the tower. Can you hear it?
Me? Is it me?
No, it's me. Mm. This thing. Uh-huh. So maybe you guys are
WD-40.
WD-40, yeah.
WE-40.
Where? So.
Okay, so yeah, then you went to Tokyo Tower in Japan. And then what did you do?
And then we walked there and we don't know how to get there.
So we were just walking around.
And then we saw a group of people like kind of lining up. So we follow.
That's
so,
the best thing. That's the best thing to do.
I know.
Anyway.
Boom, we went into the palace. Yeah. we ended up in the palace.
Oh, really? Because did you follow people?
Yeah. So we went into the palace and so the whole royal family came out and waved at us. So... Japanese flag with the horse, like the guard, you know, on the horse, and we took pictures.
Wasn't it
92.
So you saw the Princess Masako at the time already. She
Who
was married.
Masa? Yes.
Oh
they
my
were there,
God.
Yes.
Was she pretty?
She's very pretty, yes.
Oh.
Is she still there? Mm-hmm. Is she still pretty?
Yes, she is.
Good.
Yeah.
Is she going to be the queen eventually?
She is going to be. Mm-hmm.
Oh, not queen, empress.
Yeah, she is. It's a big pressure, isn't it?
Yeah. She is a commoner? Like, she's not from royal blood?
No, she is. She just came from there. Her father was the diplomat.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, I mean, that's why she suffered a lot because of the...
Kind of like Princess Diana.
Yeah.
But not dead. But
yeah. You're so freaking harsh.
No, I'm not sad. Yeah. No, Princess Diana is dead, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. But I like the new...
We should talk about royal family, too.
Yeah,
remember
yeah
last
I
time
love,
we about...
I love...
Okay, I know it's fairy tale for you, so I'm sure you like it. But here's the question for you. When I went to Japan during that time, I saw a lot of, like, greenery, like, green tie with rope and things put on the front door on New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
So explain that to me. I didn't quite understand. It's like for luck or something. Do you know what I mean? It's like almost like pine trees.
It's called Shimenawa.
Shimenawa. Please explain while I go look for pictures.
Yeah, Shimenawa
of my
is
trip.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can really explain everything because I think it's Shintoism.
Oh, I see. Shinto,
I think. So then, I don't know. Can we Google it? Let me Google it. What is the Shimenawa?
Okay. But here are some pictures.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
This is in Tokyo Disneyland.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you're getting tickets. I'm showing pictures of my trip in Japan.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta take a look. Okay, let me find Shimenawa first. Okay, what is Shimenawa? Sorry. It's not Shimenawa.
No, I see here.
Oh wow! Okay, I gotta take a look. Okay,
I'm showing her pictures of my trip, Narita Hotel.
Okay, I lied to you. It's no Shimenawa. It's Kadomatsu.
Oh okay.
Sorry. Okay, if Japanese listener, please help me to explain Kadomatsu. I don't think Ayano knows.
Ayano.
Ayano, my friend Ayano, is so funny. Kadomatsu.
Ka. Zamatsu.
Oh, okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay, what does it say?
Here we go. It is. I want to take a look. Kadomatsu to wa shōgatsu ni
ienomon no mae nado. Wait, not yet.
Kadomatsu とは正月に家の門の前などに建てられる一体になった松や竹の正月飾りのことです。松飾りとも古くは木の小杖に神が宿ると考えられていたことから門松は年神を年神だ
年
神を家に迎えるためより頼りよという意味があります。地域の言い伝えにより松を使わないところもあります。新年に松を家に持ち帰る習慣は平安時代に始まり、室町時代、室町時代に現在のように玄関の飾りとする様式が決まったと言われる。 Okay, まあ、okay.
So explain in English.
All right, okay. Basically, it is just like for the New Year, so we like a little bamboo looking like this, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's... Oh, you know, iPhone like, has like that too. My iPhone has it.
Yeah, kind of like that.
My emoji has that.
Okay.
Have you ever seen?
Okay. Matsu and take is bamboo and pine are two like a lucky, like a happy...
Oh, bamboo and pine.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the trees for that.
See?
The symbol. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. And then...
On your iPhone, if you go to your emoji, you see it.
Because... The reason it happened was the god is living inside of the tree.
Oh, yeah, that's very Shinto, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because Shinto believes, oh, everything has
nature
and stuff too. So that's why ears god will, you welcome the god of ear, the ear.
The
like
new year.
That new year will come to your house. So that's why you... set that kind of statue or like a little symbol in front
welcoming?
Of your welcoming yeah in front oh. of your door mm. or gate or mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. thing so that God will come inside your
I see.
House depending
I didn't
on
remember seeing something on the above the door frame, like they put something on the door
above the door frame. What does it look like?
Like it looks like a bunch of just pine and bamboo sticks and some rope or something and tie it up above. Like, this is your entrance door, right? You're on your door frame, uh-huh. above it.
Okay.
They put it there. Maybe it's a small version of the...
Maybe the...
Oh, maybe I have pictures in my... I probably took pictures of my... So I'm flipping through the picture album.
Uh-huh.
I don't
like this?
No.
See?
It is, like, just very casual. Just, like, some green...
Maybe same
leaves.
Thing, but just like a
just
small
different version,
miniature, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish I could explain better, but I am not really... Let me see your picture.
Sometimes you're...
It's very hard to explain stuff like this. It's so traditional, and we have a lot of history in Japan. Who play violin? You?
I was just pretending.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't have any pictures.
This is such a good picture. Let me see.
Trip.
Okay, well, let me take a look while you talk.
Oh, what about here?
Oh, Tokyo. Oh, Kōrakuen. They're still there. It's a museum. I mean, like amusement park. Big difference.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna take a look.
Okay, you can ask question. So I went to Japan and I went through Chinese. No, not Chinese New Year. I went through New Year in Chinese. In Japan. I got distracted. And so I really had a lot of fun there. And also they have this thing. So explain how Japanese celebrate New Year that is different from how Americans celebrate New Year.
You were already so gay in 1993. Look at that.
Is it 93? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
it's
92.
Didn't come out yet, but...
So what do you think? What is the difference between how Americans celebrate Chinese New Year? I keep saying Chinese New Year because for me, New Year is Chinese New Year.
I think in America, I don't think people take it... People take Christmas as the biggest celebration, like a very important mm-hmm. stuff, right? Because mm-hmm. of that, you know, meaning behind the Christmas and stuff too.
For people who are religious.
For believe that, you know, religion or whatever. Mm-hmm. But because of majority of people are Christian here, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying everybody.
A Christian
influence. Yeah, exactly. But in Japan, New Year is the biggest holiday. So, you know, in just like New Year's here, New Year's in... the New Year's in Japan will be just like a Christmas in America. So that, you know, a lot of store, I mean, now it's changing a lot because of the economy and stuff too. But a lot of used to be like December 30, a lot of market and stores is closed until the third day, like January 3rd.
Yeah. So I totally remember.
Everything closed. So my mom, I remember she had to stock her food. That's why osechi food is a Japanese traditional New Year's food, because back in then, well, you know, I mean, yeah, after that, because of store closed, we couldn't buy fresh and stuff too. But a long time ago, they could just like, osechi is something like kind of you can preserve. Kind of like a pickle
preserved
and
food,
like
kind
of that, so that you can keep eating until that, you know, that.
Yeah, maybe it's because it's also winter and there's less fresh
food. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that
Chinese is like that too.
Yeah, so that's why, like, what we supposed to kind of stay quietly and then, like, kind of.
Quietly?
Like, you know, I mean, New Year's, not like a big, party. Like, kind of like spend time with family. And it, like, visit family.
So
like,
more like a serene holiday, yeah, not like, we're at party all the time.
It's not like that. We usually kind of be, that's why we go to like a temple or shrine and they kind of give thanks to God and pray for the 2000.
Yes.
I mean, next year will be good year for that.
I remember when I went to Ueno Zoo. And they were closed.
So sad. Yeah.
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 Because of New Year, they were closed.
Every time I hear Ueno Zoo, I know because I know the history behind, like, you know, World War II.
Mistreat the animal?
No, mistreat, like, you know, because of the war. A lot of animals, they had to kill animals and stuff too because of they're afraid that, you know, the bomb to attack the Ueno Zoo and then the, you know, animal could just lose, you know. That's why they had to kill a lot of animals. And then who had to kill was the caregiver.
Oh, so sad.
And then one of the stories called like a poor the elephant story. Oh my gosh, I cry every time I hear about the story, elephant story. It's called Kawaisouna Zoo. Oh my gosh.
Maybe next time you'll tell us.
Oh no, I can't do it. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to look at the picture. This is your, you look so coming out at the time.
What do you mean?
Like so feminine. Look,
was I?
The jacket color. And look, straight people don't do stuff like this.
Like what? You have to explain to people
kinda
who
like,
can't see the picture.
Kind of like, you know, like posing.
I was actually talking on the phone.
Oh my God. And you look like a lady. Oh my God. You look like a lady. But you were pretty good looking at the time.
Now, no, not so much.
I like you now over here. Your cousin's so tiny, so cute.
I know. She is very tiny.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh,
what?
Kiko.
What Kiko?
Oh, no. There's no Princess Masako.
Huh? No?
No. Maybe she was sick. When they got married.
I thought that is her.
No, no, no. That is brother.
And sister?
Sister.
Oh, I thought that's because I thought the sister's over here.
That is his real sister. That is his bride.
I know.
So Prince has one younger brother and a younger sister, and then that is the younger brother's wife, Kiko.
Oh, so not the...
Masako is not in. Princess Masako is... Maybe she was
sick.
Maybe
it's before.
Maybe
but this
before.
Is 1993.
Or maybe they married after that.
Yeah, yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's go back to... Let's go back to our
Chinese
New
Year.
So New Year, is there any... So New Year's food is that pickle food?
Kind of like, you know, a lot of like, you know, like egg. And like, it's not just a fresh egg. It's just a cooked...
Pickled egg?
Preserved egg.
What kind of... Tell me about the preserved egg. What does it taste like?
Sweet.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm, sweet.
Is it rice vinegar? Preserved in rice vinegar?
No, and then you also make rice as well because rice, you know, you can eat for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a little like a red... kidney beans or something?
Uh-huh.
The kidney beans? Why are they called kidney beans?
Because it looks like a shape of a kidney.
Ah. Oh. And then like a red beans and then like it's called what is it called? okowa or something? Like maybe different name. Oh shit. Am I Japanese? I'm forgetting.
Not anymore, yes.
Not anymore. I'm so American here. Ah, la, 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 la. So yeah. I don't, you know, I'm so picky eater. I never liked any the osechi stuff.
Osechi is the Chinese, I mean the New Year's food. I keep saying Chinese New Year.
New Year's food.
Because for me, New Year is Chinese New Year.
I don't like osechi stuff.
But is there any sweets?
Some of them are sweet. Some of them have just a kind of salty taste. Some of them you dip it into the soy sauce. Did you find the where it's supposed to be WD?
Oh, yes. It fixed it.
Oh.
No, I didn't fix it yet.
Okay, good, good, good. Now Ding is spraying his RD40 spray.
Oh, shit. It's dripping.
Huh?
It's dripping.
Well, it was dry, right?
It was dripping.
Oh, well, it was dry. Why don't you pause it? Can you pause it?
No, we should end the show.
Oh, okay. Is it 20 minutes already?
It's 20 minutes now.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for listening. Sorry for like very unorganized again, yeah. Like our usual.
Welcome back.
He was very distracted about a little sound and stuff. And he said keep spraying while he's talking. And yeah. But anyway,
got the wall also.
We wish your Happy New Year.
Yes.
And you know, before we go, what is your New Year resolution?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that.
Resolution.
Yet. I have given up doing resolutions.
I said last time, I said, what is your New Year's resurrection?
That should be word of the bell there.
Yeah, resurrection. I already said that. New Year's resurrection.
Good job.
So, what is your New Year's resurrection?
I don't think I have any. I haven't made any New Year's resolution for a while. If I have to force, you do every year?
Mm-hmm.
If I have to force myself to do it, I'll probably want to start exercising.
Oh, my New Year's resolution was to lose weight. 2011.
And you lost weight?
Yes, 15 pounds.
15 pounds. Now that you talk about it, it's going to come back.
Yes.
The weight's going to come back as you talk about it. I hate it. I have this superstition.
Whatever. But you know what? You were right. Every time I said I lost weight and then I started gaining weight, I won't let myself do. I will.
I know. I have the same problem. If I talk about it, I gain the weight back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I have been telling my mom, but I'm keep going down. It might be my thyroid. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good job.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Are you ending?
I'm ending the show.
Okay. Well, if you have any comment, question, if you wanna, you know, get to know with us, and then like you can follow us for the tweeters, or you can send us an email at dingthebell@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then like the bell is tweeting now, and Ding doesn't really do much, but he also have like other Twitter. So anyway, this show is so comebackable, and it's gonna be fun.
Ding.
Thank
the bell.
You.
Twitter.com/dingthebell.
Oh, okay.
I also want to thank and welcome a couple of newer listeners.
Oh.
Who are my friends?
Oh,
my
wow.
New friend. New friend from from work. And
oh, that one who says
David
that the dessert looked like, did that look like a semen?
No, not that one.
Ah, okay.
Oh my gosh. You're so nasty.
Okay.
Not that one. They the two sweet new friends that I just met recently, and I welcome them for listening. So they really enjoy you, DeBell.
Thank you. And also, though, because Ding has not mentioned it, this Ding the Bell have little babies, like a sister's show.
Mm-hmm.
Ding the Lanchang.
Ding the Locheng.
Ding the Locheng and then Ding the Lang. Ding the Ling.
Oh my God, you're so horrible. But whatever it is, we're just now starting the test show. So if you want to check out the shows, you can go to dingthebell.com, the same website as where you get this show, dingthebell.com, and you'll find out more information there. On the right column, there are more information about those two new shows.
And then can I say that the idea that we were talking about, it
next
might
show.
Be... Next show. Okay, all right. Then we're going to say, okay, bye.
Ding, ding, ba-ding.